Good morning.
各位早。
You know, we are in a very special time of the year, aren't we?
我们现在这一段时间是一年当中很特别的日子。
And it's a time of the year where it really, for us believers, it should be full of meaning.
那么这个特别的日子，特别是对我们这些做神儿女的具有特别深刻的意义。
And why is that?
为什么？
It's the remembrance, the celebration of our Savior's birth.
因为我们现在正在庆祝我们救主的降生。
And Pastor James and I, we always hope to do things like a Easter series and a Christmas series.
我们两位长老以往一向碰到过年或者是圣诞节这个特别的日子，我们会给一些特别的讲道。
But this particular Christmas season, we were led to finish up our Faith Foundation series.
但是今年是个例外，因为我们想很快的把信仰根基系列能够讲完。
You know, but as your shepherd, I wanted to remind you and even caution you in this time of year.
但是作为你们的牧者，我有一些警惕，劝勉的话要跟你们说。
Really, just to guard yourself at this time of year.
盼望各位在属灵上能够保守自己的心思意念行为。
You know, kids are off of school.
这个时候孩子他们放假了。
You have planned vacations.
可能你在计划度假。
You have dinner with friends and family going on.
你有很多跟亲朋好友在一起吃晚饭
的时候。There's a lot of hot pot going to happen.
或者吃火锅。
Even sickness.
有的人可能也就病了。
Or even sales that you can't help but try to buy stuff.
或者你想要买一些东西。
You know, the enemy of God will use any of these things to deter us from remembering Christ.
那么神的敌人会使用利用这样的机会来让我们远离神。
So I want to remind all of us to remember that this is a time to remember that God came down.
所以我要提醒各位，这是一个纪念我们的神主耶稣降生的日子。
That God came down because he loved this world so much.
主耶稣基督之所以降生在世上，是因为他如此的爱人类。
He loved the world so much that he died to save sinners.
他爱我们到一个程度，他为罪人死在十字架上。
And this really...should be what this season means to us, right?
那么这一点应该是这一段日子这个季节最重要的一个含义。
Even the baby remembers that, amen, that's good.
所以即使是小婴孩都记得这个重要的日子。
So let's try to remember that. Let's try to remember that.
所以请你们把刚才我说的记在心里。
And next week, as the chairman said, we have a very special musical piece for everyone, or, you know, what do you call it? You know, a performance for everyone.
就像刚才主席所宣布的，下个礼拜天，联合诗班要在我们这儿演唱。
And we want to continue to pray for them. But next week, we really want to invite all of your friends and your family to come to listen to that.
我们要继续为这件事情带到，而且我鼓励各位尽量的邀请亲朋好友来参加，特别是还没有信主。
Yes, especially if they have not came to know the Lord yet.
特别是如果他们还不认识，还没接受主耶稣的话。
Good, I see the young people there taking notes, right, to mark your calendar, right, so it's good.
我看到一些年轻人把这个日子记下来，在做笔记，这是很好的。
Yeah. All right, let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning for bringing us together.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你今天早上召聚我们来到这儿敬拜你。
Lord, we pray that in this season we be very careful to guard ourselves.
我们的祷告是求主帮助我们，特别在这样一个季节，我们能够提防属灵的敌人。
Everything in this world is trying to take us away from remembering you, Lord.
在周遭的一切事物都想要让我们离开你。
But we pray that even as we sit here together as a church, that we choose to remember Jesus.
我们的祷告是，当我们聚集在这儿敬拜你的时候，我们的选择是不离开你。
Speak to us this morning.
求主今天早上对我们发声说话。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
You know, anyone who knows me knows that I love music.
如果你认识我，你就知道我非常非常的喜爱音乐。
I know that there are some people who don't love music too much. Like they could hear music and it just doesn't move them.
我也知道有些人并不那么喜欢音乐，他们听音乐，但是好像音乐不能够太感动他们。
Me, I love music.
但是对我而言，音乐是非常我非常喜欢的。
Music moves me.
因为音乐会常常能够感动我。
And I believe that God gave us music.
我也相信神赐下音乐。
We have seven people in our home right now. We have seven people in our home right now.
在我的家现在有七口人。
And when all the homework's done,
在孩子们做完功课之后，当吃完晚饭以后，
when either Kevin or Bethany finish washing the dishes,
或者是我的孩子把碗筷都洗完了，
we sometimes will just get around the piano, guitar, and we'll just sing together.
那么有的时候我们全家人就聚在一起，弹钢琴等等，我们一起唱。
I love hymns, good old classic hymns.
我喜欢诗歌。
I love contemporary music that praises God.
我喜欢传统的诗歌，我也喜欢现代的。
And I can see our church, we're going in a direction that our music is just going to get better and better and better.
我看见观察到我们教会正往一个方向走，这个方向就是我们教会的音乐水平越来越高。
But sometimes when we sing songs, the lyrics are really strong.
但是有当我们唱圣诗的时候，常常这个歌词说的是非常强烈的。
Yeah, let's look at some of these lyrics of songs that we sing here.
我们就看看有一个例子，就是我们会这么唱。
These are from two separate songs. This is a contemporary song. This is a hymn.
这是从这是一首现代的诗歌。
那
么
一个是一个现代的，一个是一个
一个是现代的，一
个
是传统的。
Yeah, 传统。Okay. Listen to this. I'll go your way.
我要行走你的道路。
Come what may.
无论发生何事。
Lord, I surrender to you.
主啊，我臣服于你。
I vow to always be true.
对你，我定义永远真诚。
To hold on to you until the end.
至死忠心。
Good lyrics, huh?
所以这个歌词很美，对不对？
All to Jesus, I surrender.
向耶稣，我完全献上。
All to him, I freely give.
倾我之所有。
Worldly pleasures all forsaken.
世上逸乐皆舍弃。
I will ever love and trust him.
我要永远爱他，信靠他。
I surrender all.
我献上我的一切。
If you know me, lyrics like that makes me just lift my hands up.
如果你认识我的话，你知道我一唱这样的诗歌的时候，我就会不由自主的把手举起来。
But my question to you this morning is.
但是今天早上我要向各位提出一个问题。
When you sing songs like that,
如果你唱一首诗歌，它的歌词像这样的话，
What does it mean in your life?
那么这样的歌词跟你实际的生活有什么关系或有什么意义？
What does it mean in the way that you live it out?
你这首歌词里头这样的歌词里头所说的跟你实际活出来的样子有什么关系？
Because when the music is stirring our soul,
因为当音乐打动我们的灵魂的时候
we can just belt it out, can we? Lord, I love you. I vow to trust you. I surrender all to you.
我们就会不由的手舞足蹈，不由的说 主啊，我们要不论发生什么事情，我永远臣服于你。
But what does it really mean to love God?
但是真正的来说对神来说这是什么意思
What does it really mean to know God?
所谓的认识神到底是真正的含义是什么
We have a prayer meeting every Thursday night.
我们每周星期四有个祷告会
And at least I try once a month.
我一直试着至少一个月有一次
I will bring up a prayer request.
我会提出一个代祷事项。
And it is specifically for those who have either grown up in the church or have been at church for a long time, but now they are very far from the Lord, or maybe they never even knew the Lord.
特别为那些在教会里头，我们教会长大，或者是在教会参加聚会很久，但是现在已经远离了神的那些人祷告。
We bring up people's names.
我们把这些人的名字一一的提出来，为他们代祷。
I'm sure you can think of people who have been in the church for a while.
我相信你也可以想到什么人他们在教会里头有一阵子了。
But they are no longer walking with the Lord, it appears.
但是他们已经不再与神同行。
Maybe they never really had a connection with God.
也许他们根本就从来都跟我们的神没有任何的关系。
But they were even baptized here.
但是他们甚至于在我们教会都受过洗的。
And they sang songs like this with us together.
他也跟我们一起来唱像这样的诗歌，这样的歌词。
Maybe like me, they even lifted up their hands to sing this, to trust in God, to surrender all.
也许他们就跟我一样，他们唱的时候会举起手来，说我主啊，无论发生什么事情，我永远臣服于你。
So how do you know?
所以你怎么知道？
So how do you know if you have a true connection with God?
所以你怎么知道你与神有没有一个所谓真正的、真实的连接？
Or how do you know if you really know God?
你怎么知道你是不是真的认识神？
Well, I think that the Apostle John has something to share with us about that today.
我想关于这一点，使徒约翰，他有一段经文，跟我们，
可以跟我们分享。So if you would grab your Bibles or open your cell phones.
所以请你们，打开圣经。
Hopefully not to WeChat.
不管是实体的圣经或者是手机的
Not to video games.
不要打开那个 WeChat 或者是玩电脑游戏。
But if you open your Bible to the book of 1 John,
约翰一书
and stick your finger at chapter 2,
第二章
I think that John has something to help us answer this question.
使徒约翰可以帮助我们回答我刚刚提出的问题。
How do you know if you have a true connection with God?
你怎么知道你跟我们的神之间有一个真正的连接？
How do you know if you are truly saved?
你怎么知道你是真的得救了？
How do you know that you know God?
你怎么知道你真的认识神？
Well, the first thing that we're going to look at is that a life that truly knows God is a life that obeys God.
我们今天要看的第一点就是一个 真正认识神的生活或者是生命，就是一个顺服神的生活或生命。
How do you know if you know God?
你怎么知道你认识神？
You are sensitive to listen to Him, and you desire to obey Him.
你知道，你确信你真正的认识神，因为你有这么一个渴望，要认识，要认识他，要服从他他的话。
That when he speaks, you listen.
他说话的时候，你就聆听。
And you obey.
然后你就顺服。
And the answer is right here in 1 John 2.
所以这个答案就在约翰一书第二章第
Verse 3.
第三节。
And by this we know that we have come to know him.
我们若遵守他的诫命，就晓得是认识他。
If we keep his commandments.
如果我们遵守他的诫命。
Whoever says, I know him, but does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him.
人若说我认识他，却不遵守他的诫命，便是说谎话的，真理也不在他心里了。
But whoever keeps his word in him, truly the love of God is perfected. By this, we may know that we are in him.
凡遵守主道的，爱神的心在他里面实在是完全的。从此我们知道我们是在主里面。
Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked.
人若说他住在主里面，就该自己照主所行的去行。
You see, John is using these words, knowing him, abiding in him. You see my little quotes that I'm putting up here? He's saying knowing him, abiding him.
我们在这里看到约翰所用的几个字眼，一个就是认识他，一个就是住在他里面。
And when he is using these phrases,
当他用这些词语的时候，
he's talking about those who have a true connection with God.
他所指的是那些真正的跟神有连接的基督徒。
How do you know that you truly have a connection with God, that you're truly saved?
你怎么知道你与主有真正的连接？你怎么知道你是真正的得救了？
John says, if the general direction of your life is that you desire to obey him.
那么约翰给我们的答案就是，如果你人生的大方向是遵守他的诫命。
It's pretty much that simple.
所以其实非常简单。
This does not mean that you obey perfectly.
他所说的并不是说你在遵守他的诫命上已经是做的100%的完全、mm-hmm. 完美了，完全了。
And sometimes I think you know as well as I do, we sometimes end up in certain places in our spiritual life because we disobey.
你我都知道常常我们的属灵的状态是在一个我们不顺服神的状态下。
Uh-huh. But the general tenor or the general direction of our life is that we desire to do what he wants us to do.
但是我们不管怎么样，我们总是往一个大方向走，就是顺服他的心意。
In fact, I would even say that it goes so far to say that we have a belief that we need to obey him.
我想我甚至可以说，我们甚至认为我们有必要，我们需要顺服他。
Have you ever felt that way before? That you know you need to follow God in his ways.
你有没有这样子感觉过？就是你知道你有这个需要，你必须要遵行他的话，你必须要走他的路。
There was a man by the name of Henry Anhalt and his wife and his three sons.
有一个人叫 Henry
Anhalt.
Anhalt, 他太太还有三个儿子。
They were in some of the islands doing missions work.
他们到一个岛屿上去做宣教的工作。
And after their missions work was over, they were flying on a small private plane back to Florida.
那他们完成了这个任务之后，他们就坐一个小飞机飞回到佛罗里达州。
And Henry was sitting in the front in the co-pilot seat next to the pilot.
那么这个男的 Henry, 他坐在正驾驶的旁边。
And his wife, you know, her back was to him, and the children, they're sitting in the back of the plane. It only seats like six people.
那么他的太太跟三个孩子就坐在后座。
And as they were flying midway,
他们飞到一半的时候。
The pilot passed out.
这个正驾驶晕过去了。
And the plane started to dip.
那当然这个飞机就往下降。
And so Henry grabbed the controls and tried to pull the plane up.
所以 Henry 就赶快地抓住那个驾驶的那个驾驶的。
And he told his wife, honey, wake up the pilot. He's totally passed out.
他就自己开那个飞机，而且他让他的太太把这个正驾驶把他叫醒。
He said, splash some water on him, get some, you know, something to wake him up.
所以他说，要不然给他一些水喝，反正就想办法把他叫醒。
But he wouldn't wake up.
但是这个正驾驶没醒过来。
And so Henry got on the radio, Mayday, Mayday, Mayday.
所以 Henry 就当然赶快向地上求援。
He said over and over again.
他一直这么向地上求援。
Mayday, 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 help us, help us.
对，就像这样子。
Finally, two pilots heard the call for help.
那么最后有两位驾驶员，他们听到了这个求救的话。
And they started to direct him and said, "You're not too far away from this one airport."
他们就开始带着他说你离开机场不太远了。
They were so kind to start to explain to him how to fly the plane very simply.
他们就教他很简单的教他怎么样开飞机。
They told him how to pull up.
他们教他怎么样
how to descend
怎么样下降
how to steer
怎么样握着方向盘
how to control the throttle
怎么样控制那个调节器
and most importantly how to descend and try to land the plane
最重要的是怎么样才能够让飞机安全的着陆
they encouraged him to take a few circles around the airport to get a feel of the control.
他们就鼓励他在空中绕几圈让他练习怎么样能够安全的着陆。
And finally, they started to take Henry step by step into landing that plane.
那经过这个练习这样的练习之后，他们就一步一步的教导 Henry 怎么样能够下降。
His wife and his children were just praying in the back.
那他的太太跟孩子就在后座祷告。
And step by step, the plane was going down.
那么一步一步的，慢慢的，飞机就往下降。
And they had two bumps on the runway, and then they glided into a patch of grass.
那么在跑道上，这个飞机震动了两次，然后就滑到旁边的一个草坪上。
His wife had said later.
他的太太后来说。
That when they got out of the plane, her legs were wobbling. She was so shooken up.
当她下飞机以后，她的双脚都害怕的发抖。
And as they gathered together as a family to just pray, they all started crying.
他们一家人在一起祷告，他们开始哭了。
But thank God that they all landed safely on the ground.
感谢主，他们安全着陆。
Henry was able to land this plane. Because he followed the instructions of these two pilots as if his life depended on it.
Henry 还有他全家之所以能够安全降落安全着陆，是因为他很仔细的一丝不苟的跟着那另外两位驾驶的指示来行事。
He knew that he needed
他知道他的他需要听他们的话。
He knew that he needed to follow them step by step
因为唯有这样子他才能够保全自己的生命。
Could you imagine if they told him to pull up on the controls?
如果他们让他停止
No, just pull up on the controls. Just
那个控
往上拉
往上拉
Okay. And he said, you know, let me think about that.
可是他的回答却说让我想一想那你能够想象得到这会有什么样的后果吗
You know, I need to pray about that for a moment.
或者他说哦我要先祷告一下。
Could you imagine if they said turn to the left?
如果他们让他往左拐。
And he said, you know what? I don't really want to turn to the left. I want to turn to the right.
那他的回答是我不想要往左拐我想要往右拐。
In the same way, everyone who has a true connection with God will want to listen to God's instruction with that type of urgency.
你能够想象那架飞机的后果是怎么样呢？同样的，任何一个真正信神的人，他会有像 Henry 那样的一种急迫感，需要知道需要遵守神的教导，他的指令。
So for you, my dear brother and sister.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Is there an area of your life today that you know God has been calling you to obey?
在现在在你的生活中或者你生命里有没有哪一个方面你知道神在要你听他的话?
What area of your life have you kind of put into a box and you've buried it deep into your hearts? Because it's too hard to obey.
在你的生活里或者在你的生命中有什么地方哪一方面你现在是深深的把它埋藏在好像是一个箱子里因为你觉得很难将它显露在人面前。
That you have buried so deep in your heart that you've covered it with layers and layers of reasons why you should not obey.
你把它埋在你的内心的最深处，然后在它的上面，你放了一层一层的东西，把它包裹起来。
包裹因为你已经觉得你有这个 justification， 你有这个道理，为什么你不需要？
对你用一层一层的你认为是很正当的理由把它埋藏起来。
You know what I'll ask of you, brothers and sisters? You know what I will ask of you, brothers and sisters?
你知道我要问你什么吗?
I'm going to ask that sometime today or during this week,
我要求你们今天或者是这个礼拜之内
take that out.
把我刚才所描述的那个把它拿出来
unbury it.
把它从内心的深处把它显露出来
Because if you have a true connection with God,
因为如果你跟神之间有真正的连接或真正的关系
He just wants you to be honest with him.
他要你对他诚实。
At least say, God, I've taken this out.
至少他会希望你能够对神说，神啊，我现在在把它
I am sorry.
显露在你的面前， 我很对不起你。
This is so hard to obey.
要遵从你的话实在很难。
I don't want to obey.
我不想服从你的话。
But I know that you are my God.
但是同时我也知道你是我的神。
And I know that I have a connection with you.
我也知道我跟你有一个生命的连接。
So I want to obey you.
所以我要顺服你。
But God, I need your help.
但是我需要你的帮助。
Could you do that this week?
所以你能不能在这个礼拜就这么做呢?
Now let me clarify something for you.
有一点我需要澄清的。
When John is writing this, he is writing to people who do have that true connection with God.
当约翰在写这封书信的时候，他的对象是那些跟已经跟神有真正的生命的连接的人。
Because throughout this letter, he's writing to people who are in the light.
因为这封书信是写给那些所谓的在光中的人。
So John is not saying.
所以约翰不是说。
In order to become a Christian, you must obey.
为了成为一个基督徒，你必须顺服。
Salvation does not come from being good people.
救恩不是从对人仁慈良善而来的。
Salvation comes to those who know that they are not good people.
救恩只会临到那些自己很清楚的知道自己是罪人的那些人。
Because we are saved not by how good we are.
因为我们之所以得救，不是因为我们有多好。
We are not saved by how far we can work up to God.
我们之所以得救，不是因为我们能够做到神的达到神的标准有。
往上这样子 ，OK, but is that God came down?
相反的是神自己降临在人
间。That we know we are so bad.
我们知道，让我们知道我们是如此的坏。
That God had to die for us.
因为我们是人类是如此的坏，以至于神不得不为人舍命。
So that no true Christian says, "I was so good that God loves me."
所以，一个真正的基督徒不会说我是个好人，所以神爱我。
A true Christian knows that I was so bad that Jesus had to die for me.
一个真正的基督徒说，我从前是如此的恶劣，如此的坏，但是主耶稣爱我。
Jesus, I can't do anything about my sin.
神啊，对我自己的罪，我无能为力。
I can only believe in your grace and in your love.
我所能依靠的只是你的恩典跟你的爱。
Thank you for dying for me while I was so bad.
谢谢你，当我还是罪大恶极的罪人的时候，你就为我死了。
So that I can be now connected with God.
以至于现在我的生命跟你有连接。
Then John says, "For those connected with God."
然后约翰说，对那些已经跟神的生命有连接的基督徒。
Now you obey God.
现在你必须学习要顺服他。
So what John is saying is.
所以约翰所说的是。
Do you want to know if you are truly saved? If you are truly connected with God?
你要不要知道你是不是真正的得救了？你是不是跟神有真正的连接呢
？Do you know if you know God?
你知道不知道你到底有没有真正的认识神
？Because if you have,
因为如果你真正的认识神了
，You got to do what He says.
那么你接下来的就是你要遵行他的命令。
A life that truly knows God. is a life that obeys God.
一个真正认识神的生命或者实际的生活是一个顺服神的生活或生命。
And yet, if you are like me,
但是如果你像我一样
many times we know that what God wants us to do, it can be very hard.
很多时候我们发现神要我们做的对我们而言很困难。
I'll be honest with you.
我要对你说实话。
There are many things that God puts on my heart that I think it's really hard to obey.
神有很多事情神放在我的心中让我有负担，但是我发现要执行起来，实行起来非常难。
Have you ever felt that way before, or is it just me?
你们是不是也有这样的类似的感觉呢？
Yes, nod your heads. Just let me know. Is it just me? I mean, raise your hands. Like, do you think sometimes it's hard to obey God, or is it just me?
如果你们像我一样有这样的感觉，请你举手。
Okay, so about five of you who feel that God's commands are hard. See, Milton's nice and high, like me. Right? Like, some of you are like, oh no, it's easy to obey God. It's not easy.
所以在座跟我一样的不少。
For example,
比方说
When Peter asks Jesus,
当彼得问主耶稣
he asks him about forgiveness.
他问的问题是跟饶恕有关系的。
This is in the book of Matthew.
这是在马太福音里的记载。
Chapter 18.
第十八章。
He says, Lord, how often should I forgive someone who sins against me?
他问主耶稣说主啊我要饶恕一个人多少次才够
What does he say? Seven times?
七次
Peter was being generous
那个时候彼得似乎很宽大
Because in Jewish law at that time
因为根据那个时候的犹太律法
You had to forgive someone three times
你得饶恕一个人三次。
And after you forgive someone three times,
那么凡事不过三，你饶恕了三次以后
，You're done.
你的责任就完了。
You don't have to forgive them again.
那你就不必再饶恕他
了。So Peter was being generous.
所以彼得这么回答这么问似乎他是非常的宽厚仁慈。
I'm gonna double that.
所以我就把这三次乘二
plus one
再加一
See Jesus, should I forgive someone seven times?
所以主啊，你看我这么宽大，我可以饶恕一个人七次。
And what does Jesus say?
但是主耶稣怎么回答呢
？He goes, no, not seven times.
他说不是
七次。He says seventy times seven.
他是七十个七次。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思
？Look, if you have to do the math in your mind right now.
如果你现在在脑子里头来做算术
You've already missed the point.
那么你就没有抓住这个要点。
Jesus means unlimited.
主耶稣基督的意思其实是说无限。
You forgive someone
你饶恕一个人
over and over and over and over and over again.
你要一而再再而三持续不断的饶恕他。
And then Jesus gave an unforgettable story.
然后接着耶稣就给了一个让人难忘的讲了一个故事。
Because he tells about a man who was forgiven of a great debt by the king.
在这个故事里头有一个人王免了他一笔很大的债。
But then when someone owed him money,
但是他后来碰到一个欠他钱的人。
What did he do?
那么这个人怎么做呢
？He wouldn't forgive him.
他却不放过欠他钱的人。
And Jesus's point was.
所以耶稣的说这个故事的要点是
，Peter, you have been forgiven of a great debt of sin.
彼得神已经饶恕了你很大的罪。
So you need to forgive those who have sinned against you over and over and over and over again.
所以你应该一而再再而三持续不断的去饶恕那些得罪你的人。
See, but when we see that,
但是当我们
when we see that,
当我们这么看的时候
we go, what?
我们从我们的角度去看我们会说什么
No way!
连门都没有。
I don't even know what that means, but I like that. That's good. What? Forgive someone over and over and over again?
什么？你要求我一而再、再而三、继续不断、不停地饶恕一个人吗？
Like there's no door? I like that. I like that. See, I translated. That's good. You're funny. You know? But what if they wrong me?
那他们得罪了我，那
what if,
那笔账又怎么算呢？
What if they hurt me?
那他们伤害了我。
What if they hurt me over and over and over again?
他们如果他们一而再再而三的伤害了我。
Am I supposed to obey God and forgive them?
那在这样的情况下我还得遵行神的命令吗？
Does God expect me to obey?
神会希望我真的在这样的情况下听他的话吗？
What do you think?
你觉得呢？
Yes.
这个答案是肯定的。
See, that's just one example of how hard it is to obey God.
我刚刚只是举一个例子来说明，有的时候要遵行神的命令，确实不容易。
Yeah, how do we obey God when it seems impossible to obey God?
当我们觉得根本不可能的时候，我们怎么样还能够遵行
神的命令？ When it doesn't even make sense, it doesn't make sense. Why should I forgive that person?
或者有的时候，我们觉得对我们而言，对我们来说是不合情理的。那我们怎么去遵行神的话？
I'll tell you how.
那我现在就告诉你。
Because the word tells us how.
怎么样才能够遵行神的话？因为神的话告诉我们怎么才能够完全的遵行他的话，即使我们觉得不可能。
In order to obey God,
要遵行神的命令。
You gotta trust God.
首先，你必须要信，相信神。
You see, a life that truly knows God is a life that trusts God.
一个真正认识神的生活或生命，是一个信靠神的生活。
You see, if we believe already.That God loves us when we were bad people.
我们已经相信了，对不对？当我们还是坏人、罪人的时候，神就爱了我们。
If we actually believe that Jesus died on a cross for my sins to give me life.
如果我们真正的相信神，主耶稣被钉死在十字架上，是为了给我一条又新又活的道路。
Then why wouldn't we trust him?Enough to guide us.
那么接下来我们怎么可能不相信他会引导我们走我们该走的路。
Again, this doesn't mean that we trust God perfectly.
我再要再提醒各位一句，这个意思不是说我们就能够十全十美、很完美的、完全的遵行他的话了。
But that you are always growing.In your trust in God, right?
这个意思是你一直在信靠神这条路上走，而且越来越有长进。
Because God's plan is not just for us to secure salvation and a ticket to heaven.
因为神的计划不是说我们得救了然后我们就可以上天堂了，这不是他对我们的计划。
But God's plan is for us to experience Him.
神对我们的计划还有一个，就是让我们能够真真实实的经历到他。
We already believe in the power of God.
我们已经对神的大能深信不疑了。
If you believe in salvation through his death on a cross, you already believe in the power and the love of God, don't you?
如果你相信主耶稣基督被钉死在十字架上，我们让我们得到了新的生命，那么这就意味着你已经相信神的大能了。
Yet why is it that although we believe in His power and His love, we have a hard time trusting in His ways?
所以如果我们既然我们已经相信了他的大能他的爱然后我们却不相信他对我们的带领是他可以带领我们引导我们这是说不通的。
I'm sure many of you have memorized this verse.
我相信在座的有很多人能够背这
If you have grown up in the children worship of this church,
如果你在我们教会的儿童崇拜或儿童主日学长大
If I was ever your teacher as a child,
如果你曾经在我的班上上过课
You have memorized this verse.
那么你肯定
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5.
箴言第三章第五节
says, Trust in the Lord.
箴言第三章第五节
Did you memorize it?
No, because I wasn't in
your
class.
You were in my class. Yeah.
箴言第三章第五节你要专心仰赖耶和华
Trust in the Lord.The Lord.
仰赖或信靠耶和华。
Who do you trust in?
你仰赖的是谁？你信靠的是谁？
Do you trust in God?
你仰赖耶和华吗？
Or do you trust in yourself?
或者你仰赖或者信靠你自己？
Trust in the Lord.
信靠主。
So what you need to do to ask yourself?
所以你必须问自己。
Is who do I trust in?
我到底信靠谁?
And it says, trust in the Lord with half of your heart.No?
圣经上是不是告诉我们我们对神的信靠就是半信半疑似的呢
Trust in the Lord. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, 圣经上是不是告诉我们我们对神的信靠就是那种半信半疑似的呢不是。
Do you trust in the Lord with three quarters of your heart?
你是不是你只用四分之三的心去信靠
Some of you are really spiritual here, so 7/8 of your heart?
有的人在座有的人很属灵所以是不是八分之七呢
No.
不是
Trust in the Lord with all of your heart.
而是百分之一百的或者专心来仰赖耶和华。
Because when it comes to trying to figure out life,
因为当我们在思考人生这个大问题的时候
many of us want to trust in ourselves first.
我们当中很多人会先仰赖或依靠自己。
When I'm facing something in my life,
当我在我的生活上面临某些困难或挑战的时候
maybe it's financial.
也许是在财务上的
Maybe it's my studies.
也许在我的学习上
Maybe it's my marriage.
或者婚姻
My children.
我的孩子
My parents.
我的父母
My job.
我的工作
My inner turmoil.
我内心的骚动
My anger.
我的愤怒
My emotions.
我的情绪
Ask this question.
在这个时候请你问你自己这个问题
Who do you go to first?
你先到哪儿去寻找答案或者寻找依靠
Frank 写的是你去找谁
你会先去找谁
Right, actually I can't even read that 我 or 你 I get that 你 Yeah, who do you go to first?
所以你会先去找谁
？You go to yourself.
你先找你自己。
Or we go to our smart friends.
或者我们去找我们一个我们觉得很聪明的朋友。
Because they always have good advice.
因为他们常常会给你很好的
or
建议。
Or you Google it.
或者你上Google 去查一查。
But either way, we always start with what we want to do first.
但是不管怎么样，好像我们先仰赖我们去找的首先是自己。
We always start with what we think is right.
我们首先做的是我们自己认为是正确的。
We will go everywhere first.
我们会到我们认为该去的地方或者对象去找答案。
Then when our ways doesn't work,
然后我们所有的方法都使尽了，但是都无效。
Then what do we do?
然后呢？
Then what do we do?
然后我们才
Then we go to God.
才找神。
When everything that we want to do first doesn't work and falls apart,
在我们自认为对的那些方法，我们都试过了，但是都无济于事。只有在这个之后，
then,
我们才
then we go to God.
我们才去找神。
Think about this.
所以我们想一想这一点。
Who do you go to first?
你先去找谁？
But God says to his children,
但是神是这么对他的儿女说的。
Child,
孩子啊，
trust in me,
你要信靠我。
With all your heart,
你要专心，你要全心全意的信靠我。
And don't lean on your own understanding,
而且不要依靠自己的聪明。
But acknowledge me in what? All your ways.
在你一切所行的事上都要认定我。
And he will make your paths straight.
那么这位神就必让你的人生道路又平坦又宽大。
Do you desire to have a straight path in life?
你希望你人生的道路是平直的吗？
Or do you like to take the crooked path in life?
或者你宁愿去走一条弯曲的道路呢？
How do you feel when you're lost?
当你迷失的时候，你怎么有什么感觉？
How do you feel when you know you went the wrong way?
当你知道很清楚自己在走一条错误的道路的时候，你有什么感觉？
And then you make another wrong decision.
然后呢，你常常就做出另外一个决定，而另外一个决定也是错误的。
And then you make another bad turn.
然后你就走向另外一条歧路。
How do you feel?
那么那个时候你有什么感觉？
No one wants to travel on a crooked path.
没有人愿意走在一条错误弯曲的道路上。
But why is it that we always choose to not trust in God, but we trust in ourselves?
但为什么我们总是选择不仰赖耶和华而倚靠自己的聪明呢？
Will you make a decision?
你要不要做一个决定？
To trust in God.
信靠仰赖耶和华。
Emily was jogging one day.
Emily 有一天在慢跑。
When her worst fears came true.
她最害怕的事情发生了。
All of a sudden, she saw a man dressed in black.
突然她看见一个穿黑衣服的人。
And he grabbed her to kidnap her.
然后他就这个男的就把她给绑架了。
And he threw her into the trunk of his car.
他把她放在他的车子的后面的行李箱中。
She was so afraid of what was about to happen.
他对将要发生的事情当然非常的惊恐，非常的害怕。
So she tried to calm herself down in the trunk of the car.
所以她就想法子让自己安静下来。
She remembered the hymns that she learned at the church where she grew up.
她就记起她在她生长的一个教会里头，她小时候唱过的一首诗歌。
So she started to sing hymns.
所以她就开始唱圣诗。
And she started to pray out loud.
她就开始大声的祷告。
At one point, she even cried out to her kidnapper.
在她甚至于大声地对那个绑架她的人说，
Are you working for the devil?
你是在为魔鬼工作吗？
But he took her to a house.
但是这个男的把她带到一个房子里，
And he raped her.
然后把她给强奸了。
He did what he wanted to her.
所以这个男的做了他想要做的事情。
Then he drove her back and left her somewhere near the college.
那么在这事之后，他就把他带回到他的所上的大学的附近一个地方。
And a few days later, this man was caught and he was put in prison.
然后就把这个女的给放走了。那么几天以后，这个男的被逮着了。
Yet over time, she only grew in anger and resentment in her heart.
那么这个男的就被判刑，被放在监狱里。但是随着时间的过去，这个女的她心里还充满了愤怒。
She had so much anger and resentment towards this man.
他对这个人充满了愤怒，充满了仇恨。
And over time, this anger started to eat her up.
那么慢慢的这样的情绪是如此的强烈，以至于像把她吞噬了。
Until she was reading God's word and she felt God telling her to forgive him.
直到有一天，这个女的她读神的话，她感觉到神对她说要她饶恕那个人。
How could God ask that of me?
她问自己神怎么可能对我提出这样的要求？
She knew that being a child of God meant walking in obedience, but this was too much.
在理智上她知道作为神的儿女她应该遵行神的命令，但是在情感上她觉得这样的要求太过分了。
Maybe Jesus could forgive something like this, but not her.
也许主耶稣他可以饶恕像这样的事情，但是对我而言，我不可能饶恕的出来。
But she remembered.
但是她记得。
She remembered.That Jesus forgave her of all of her sins.
但是她想到主耶稣饶恕了她很多很的罪。
She remembered God's word when Jesus said on the cross, "For Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do."
她记起主耶稣基督在十字架上说父啊饶恕他们，因为他们不知道他们在做什么。
And she was moved to the core.
她被感动到了极点。
So by God's grace,
所以因着神的恩典
she said it out loud.
她大声地说，
I choose to forgive this man, and she said his name.
我选择饶恕这个人，而且他把这个人的名字给说出来。
She said, "Father, I want you to forgive him because he doesn't know what he's done."
他说，父啊，我要你饶恕这个人，因为他不知道他做的是什么。
And I ask you to bring him to his knees in repentance before you.
我请你能够感动他，让他跪下来，在你的面前悔改。
And after that first step of obedience,
那么当她踏出这个顺服的第一步之后，
she found herself began praying often for this man.
他就发现他越来越常为这个人祷告。
For his salvation.
为他的救恩祷告。
And as she trusted more and more for God to forgive, she began to find healing in her heart.
当他越来越相信神的饶恕之后，他就越来他自己的心灵也越来越得医治。
The more she forgave him,
他越饶恕这个人。
The more God's peace began to replace her anger and resentment.
神的在神里头的平安也越来越占据他的心。
Her attacker was given the maximum sentence of 30 years for his actions.
这个人被判了30年的有期徒刑。
But in prison,
但是在监狱里，
he kept thinking about her words and her prayers and the song Amazing Grace.
他却一直在回想那一天这个女的的祷告，这个女的所唱的诗歌奇异恩典。
And 2 years into his sentence, he asked God to forgive him of his sins and to make him new.
在他服刑到第二年的时候，这个男的他向神悔改认罪，他求神饶恕他的罪。
And Emily said in an interview with tears in her eyes.
在有人采访Emily 的时候， Emily 眼睛含着泪水说，
He gave his heart to the Lord.
他把他的心给了神。
He asked Jesus to be his savior.
他就是这个男的，他要请主耶稣做他的救主。
And now he ministers to other inmates in the prison.
那现在呢？这个男的他在监狱里头向别的被关在监狱里的人传福音。
And she says, when she heard about this,
这个女的说，当她听到这件事的时候
，I could not help but to praise my God.
我情不自禁的赞美我的神。
Are there times when obeying God seems like it is impossible?
所以是不是在有些时候你觉得要顺服神是不可能做到的？
How was this young Christian woman able to obey God's command?
这个年轻的基督徒他是怎么办到的？
How far does God ask us to trust in him?
神要我们信靠他到什么程度？
He asks us to trust in him with all of our hearts and in all of our ways.
神要我们全心全意的信靠他。
Emily trusted in God with all her heart.
Emily 就是这样子，全心全意的信靠她的神。
Because when you trust in God,
因为当你信靠神的时候，
when you trust Him so much that you obey Him,
当你信靠他到一个程度，你顺服的时候，顺服他的时候，
you will always experience Him.
你肯定会经历到这位神。
And that's what Emily experienced.
这就是 Emily 的亲身的经历。
When you trust in God enough to obey Him, you will always experience Him.
当你信靠神到一个地步，你愿意顺服他的时候，那么接下来的是你肯定会经历到这位神。
What area in your life today has God been asking you to trust in Him?
今天在你的生活中或在生命里有哪一方面神现在正要你全心全意的 仰赖信靠他。
Where in your life do you feel just weary and broken?
在什么事情，在哪一方面你觉得疲惫不堪？
You are just wearied with burdens.
你觉得疲惫疲累，你觉得不生负荷，有什么事情让你这样？
There were times in our family this week.
这个礼拜在我的家中。
When 6 out of 7 people were sick.
七口人中间有六个人病了。
I felt it was too much to handle.
我觉得这样的情况很难应付。
It's too hard.
太难了。
I have so many other things to do.
我有很多别的事情等着我去做。
And even as I was praying and preparing for today's sermon,
我就是在祷告，在准备今天的讲章的时候，
feeling wearied with the burden of life.
我也觉得非常的疲惫，我觉得这个所遭遇的事情让我负荷不了。
And I said, God, did we do the right thing?
所以我就对神说，神啊，我们所做的我所做的是对的吗？
And God said to me,
神的回答是，
Trust in me.
你要相信我。
You may not understand.
也许你不明白。
But you can trust in me.
但是你可以相信我。
It's okay to say, Father, I don't understand.
所以对神说，神啊，我不明白，这没错。我们大可以常常这样子做。
But I will trust in you.
但是我还是要信靠你。
I trust you in this.
我在这件事情上，我定义要信靠你。
Brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
How do we know that we have a true connection with God?
我们怎么知道我们跟我们的神之间有真正的连接？
That we don't just sing all these songs of loving and knowing and trusting Him.
我们怎么知道我们不只是口里在唱我们爱神，我们信靠神，我们认识神。
You can be sure that you have a true connection with God when you are trusting and obeying our God.
当你真正的信靠顺服神的时候，你就可以肯定的告诉自己，你跟神有真正的生命的连接了。
Many will call themselves Christians.
很多人会自称自己是基督徒。
But only the true will trust and obey.
但是只有真正的基督徒才会信靠神。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, we thank you for your mercy and your great love.
亲爱的天父，我们为你的慈爱，为你的怜悯献上感谢。
Why did you come down to us born as a baby?
为什么你像一个婴孩的方式降生在人间？
Why did you live a poor and suffering life knowing that you will die?
为什么你过着自己甘愿过着一个卑微充满痛苦困难的生活，并且明明知道自己在走一条上十字架死亡的道路。
How did you even live a life knowing every day that you would bear all the wrath of God against the sin of mankind?
在你在世的每一天，你都知道你身上将要背负天父对人类所有的震怒，你是怎么一天一天走过来的？
It was your powerful love for us.
我们唯一 的解释就是你的对我们强烈的爱让你这么做。
Because that is what your word tells us.
我们之所以知道这个是因为你用你的话你亲口告诉我们。
If we believe that you love us with such a powerful love,
如果我们相信你是用这么强烈 的爱来爱我们的话，
Would you help us to trust and obey your ways?
那么就请你帮助我们，让我们能够顺服，能够信靠顺服你的道路。
Thank you, Jesus.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
It's in your name that I pray.
我们将祷告是奉你的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.